Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people will care about this. I found out what the beeping was in my flat.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, was I meant to have asked you that as well?
Well,
I've been really worried about you. Have you worked out what that beeping is in your flat?
Well, funny you should say that.
Yeah.
I told you yesterday there was an intermittent kind of beep noise in my house. Couldn't work out where it was coming from. Went to all the rooms. Couldn't get it. Everybody was saying it was the smoke alarm yesterday. Wasn't the smoke alarm.
It wasn't?
No.
And had you got the fireman round?
No.
Oh, right.
Sadly.
It's a relief.
It was my phone.
Your phone?
Yeah. My home phone.
Right.
Hadn't charged it up because I never use it. And it just beeps. It was that all along.
Right.
Yeah. Do you ever use your landline anymore?
Not very often.
How often? I can't remember the last time I used mine.
I don't know. Twice a week, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I've never used it. For about the last year, I've never used it.
Well,
I only get incoming calls now. Hello, my name is Martin. You know those ones? Do you get those?
Hello, my name is Martin.
Yeah, it's always Martin,
Jeremy.
I have
nobody called Martin. Oh, trying to sell me stuff?
Yes.
No.
Hi, my name's Martin. And you think, no, it's not. And you are trying to sell me something, even though you're telling me that you're not. You can always tell because there's a big delay, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
You always pick up and you're like, hello?
And then wish you hadn't answered it.
Hello? Hello? Mr. Mills? Yes, oh good, is it Martin again? Great.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Hi, Scott, it's me from Croydon. I said to you yesterday it could be your house phone. Some recognition would be nice. Okay.
Lots of people claiming that they said that to you.
Yeah.
They're interspersed with people called Martin who are offended.
No, I'm not being namist towards the name Martin. It's just that they so often are called Martin when they call you at random. Remember that, what was that story from a year ago?
Oh, when people phoned me up to try and sell me a kitchen. I said, no, thank you, I don't want a kitchen. Put the phone down. Mm. And then they phoned me back to have a go at me for putting the phone down before they told me what their offer was.
I love that.
I don't want a kitchen. Yes, but you haven't heard our offer. I know, but I don't want a kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, you hung up on us, so you need to hear our offer.
Rubbish. JLS, Kings of Leon, Girls Aloud coming up. Hi, Perry and Anna and Charlie at Glastonbury, chilling in the sun, just listening to Radio 1. Could you tell them there's nothing happening until tomorrow much?
Well, I know, that's what people have got there very early, haven't they?
Yeah, there's no music until tomorrow, is there?
Well, I think Maxima Park start tonight.
Right, OK.
But apart from that...
At the moment, there's nothing to do.
No,
okay,
bar them.
Cool. Yeah,
right. Later.
Hi, anyway.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Dear Scott, coming up at 5:15, where the posh Radio 4 lady will read out your texts and emails. Here's one to start with, though.
Hi.
Hello?
Scott.
It's going well this week.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Last night was the premiere of America's Got Talent, and the following link is something I know you and the team would enjoy. Ashell.
Oh, you need to hear this.
Really?
Right, okay. So there's this bloke on America's Got Talent, and he's doing a song, and he gets very... quickly buzzed by Piers and David Hasselhoff.
Okay.
But luckily, Sharon doesn't buzz. And the song turns out to be quite good. Have a listen.
I want to be the sand between your toes. And maybe you could teach me CPR. We could practice in the backseat of my car.
Two buzzes.
What must I do to prove my love to you, David Hasselhoff? I even bought Knight Rider Season 2 just so I could see your rockin' do, David Hasselhoff. I bought your Speedos off eBay too, but I just can't fill them out like you, David Hasselhoff. What must I do to prove my love to you, David Hasselhoff? I always knew that I was meant for you, David Hasselhoff. I'd spoon you the whole night through, even if you had the flu, David Hasselhoff. I saw Wedding in Paradise 2.
Oh, no.
What the hell were you thinking to? Oh, no. David Hasselhoff.
Good, eh?
That wasn't you.
No.
Right.
No.
I've done better than that. I've seen Anaconda 3.
You didn't write the lyrics?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No. I actually asked him about Anaconda 3 the other day and asked him why.
Right.
Dude, I needed the money. We should put that in the musical, maybe.
What, that song?
Yeah. Quite good.
This is Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Okay, so this is the deal. We are looking for someone to be me. Scott Mills the Musical is happening on the 11th, 12th and 13th of August at the Pleasance One Theatre off of Edinburgh at the Fringe, part of the festival. And now we are looking someone to play the part of me. This is weird.
You're doing very well up until that point. It was sounding big and exciting. And
it's like those shows on TV, you know, the ones with Graham Norton, Any Answer Will Do, How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria,
yeah.
One of those. This makes it feel real now. This is actually happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We've been asking you to send in ideas and plot lines and songs. Now we need someone to play Scott Mills, the person, in Scott Mills the Musical. You have to be a man. This is musical theatre, darling.
It's quite a strict criteria.
It's not pantomime, okay, darling? You have to be a man. I'm not being sexist.
So it can't be a girl in kind of knee-high boots slapping her thigh.
Really not, no.
Right.
All the girls will be on saying, oh, sexist is not sexist. I think you'll find I am incredibly manly. I am a man, and therefore you have to be a man to play me. See, I don't think a girl would be able to pull me off. So if you're 18 or over, if you're a man, and you've got a lot of free time on your hands, then this could be the gig for you.
Are they the only three criteria, though?
Well,
a man over 18 and with free time.
18 or over. Now, yeah, you have to have free time because you've got to do rehearsals and everything. You can't just turn up and wing it.
Really?
No.
I know. You do.
I know I do.
They're playing you.
This is different. Right, all the dates you need to be available and stuff are online. What you have to do is make a 2-minute audition video, okay? What?
Nothing.
You have to do a bit of singing, a bit of acting, and also on the video, tell us why you should play me. All the details are online, all the terms and conditions and stuff. Normally I don't read them, do you?
No.
But do read these.
Yes.
Because
otherwise you could land yourself in something
into trouble. These are quite important terms and conditions. It's like when you go on iTunes, all those terms and conditions, like loads of them. Do you ever read them?
No.
Just click agree. They could put anything on there, couldn't they? So go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you want to be me in Scott Mills the Musical. Random. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Got to be a man, got to be 18 or over and be able to do rehearsals.
Do looks matter? I mean, I would say no, but you tell me.
How rude.
No, I'm saying because there'll be makeup and everything.
All right. I'd say no. So make your 2-minute audition video now if you want to. Greg James has made one.
What? Nothing.
He's always wanted to be me.
He wants to be you, does he?
And here's his chance. So here's a bit of Greg's video.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Hi, I'm Greg James, and I think I'd be perfect for the role of Scott because I'm more reliable. Because when he's off, I will cover for him. And I used to listen to Scott as a little boy doing my exams. I used to get up early and sit there with early breakfast. And I'm a big, big fan. So here goes. I'm going to read out, and I'm going to act out sort of a bit of Hamlet. Because I did do a drama degree, and I did get a 2-1. So here goes. Hamlet. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles by opposing end them? To die, to sleep no more, And by asleep, we say end the heartache.
God,
and
Hamlet's
the thousand
boring.
Is he doing Hamlet as a Dalek? That's what he kind of sounds like.
You've got a 2-1.
I know. He could play a young you. I could see that.
Right, so that's a bit of acting. And now... singing. It's LaRue.
Been there, done that, messed around. I'm having fun, don't put me down. I'll never let you sweep me off my feet. I won't let you win again. The messages I've tried to send, the information's just not getting in.
Mm. So that's, I think that's very good, is that actually?
So that's Greg's video. You've got to be 18 or over, you've got to be a man, you've got to be available loads of times to do rehearsals. And you could be in Scott Mills the Musical in Edinburgh on the 11th, 12th and 13th of August. 2-minute audition video, please. Sing and act a bit and tell us why you should be me.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, so we've now launched Search for Scott and someone is going to be me in Edinburgh when we do our musical on the 11th, 12th and 13th of August. Someone called C has been on saying, hi, I am a man, so that's a tick.
Yeah.
But I don't have orange skin or blindingly white teeth. Will this count against me in applying to be you in your stage show? Absolutely not.
Well,
no
that's what I was asking you about.
No,
about looks.
No. I mean, we've got makeup.
So we'll provide the makeup and the teeth.
We've got a lot of kind of like orange pan stick available, so it's all fine.
Okay.
It's amazing what they can do with makeup these days. Mm-hmm. It really is. So,
what are we going to do with about the teeth, though?
I don't know, stick-on ones?
Yeah.
Like really big stick-on ones. So if someone's playing me,
yeah.
I'm going to be in it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I going to be? Because I'm not myself. I could be you, maybe. Because you're not going to play yourself, are you?
No.
You're not going to be in it.
Well, so you want to play me?
Yeah, that would be quite fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you do that?
I don't know. This is going to be such a weird experience. Think about it. Meeting people who want to be me. It's a bit odd, isn't it?
See, well, you say that, but secretly I think you quite like it.
No, I don't.
Yes,
you
do.
No, I don't.
Yes, of course you do.
Like, here's the thing. Well, they have to, like... live with me and stuff before the musical, just so they can, you know, really kind of
get
inside
character?
Me.
What, get into character?
Yeah, maybe. You know, like, they do that, don't they, actors, sometimes?
Yeah,
they
do that for proper, serious, big, heavy roles.
Hmm.
Not for playing a bright orange DJ in a musical. No offence.
You cow. Come on, like...
Normally it's to get in the mind of, like, criminals or, you know, people with...
I don't think you're taking this seriously.
No, I am taking it very seriously, but I don't think you're really looking for a method actor.
go online. You've got to be a man and 18 or over and have a lot of free time.
How about Michael Sheen? You know, where he's played Tony Blair, hasn't he? And
he's good.
Kenneth Williams and Brian Clough. Maybe he could add Scott, David Frost, and maybe he could add Scott Mills to his list of character actors.
Nothing wrong with asking.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Right, the good news is I've just found out you don't have to live with me if you want to play the part of me on Scott Mills the
Watch
musical.
Watch the applications flooding now.
No, there's a lot of people that weren't keen on that, including Ed on the text. Now, you don't have to live with me. You don't have to be a method actor. In fact, you don't have to have ever done anything like this before. This can be for amateurs. You know, like, if...
really?
Yeah. You know if, you want to be a pop star. We've all done it. Standing there in front of the mirror with a hairbrush or whatever, singing. You've done that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do people do the same things if they want to be an actor?
What, do people stand in front of a mirror
pretending to be Bruce Willis, I was thinking, in Die Hard? Not pretending to be me. Do you think there's people in their bedrooms now, in the mirror? All right, treacle? Really not.
Yes, I bet there are.
I bet there aren't.
Podcast.
So half an hour ago, we launched Search for a Scott. We're looking for someone to play me in Scott Mills, the musical. I'm not playing myself, but we are going to cast somebody, and it could be you. And you've got to fill in a form at Radio 1 Online. You've got to be 18 or over and a man, and you've got to be able to fit around our very busy schedule of rehearsals. Still waiting for the first one to come in.
but I think that's kind of understandable, isn't it?
Well, you know, I suppose you've got to make a video and stuff.
You've got to
you?
Make a video. You've got to what? Do some acting.
You've got to act, sing
a song,
and say why you want to be me.
You know, people can't just knock that off willy nilly, can they?
Okay, cool. I just got a bit worried then for that no one wants to be me. It'll be fine.
Oh, they will. Seriously. Okay. Let people think about it and
really?
Do it.
Really?
And then watch all seven of them flood in.
Really? Are you sure?
Positive.
Tell me it's all going to be fine.
It will all be fine. God, you're already in actor mode. Blimey. It'll be fine. Okay. You'll be great.
You know Basement Jacks?
Yeah.
They were excellent in the Live Lounge earlier. Really good. They did Raindrops and they did this as well, a cover of Little Boots. Basement Jacks, it's Radio 1. Coming up, Dear Scott, the posh Radio 4 lady will read out your emails and texts next. If you've been on to us in the past week, you could be on in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's 5:15 and time for a posh Radio 4 lady to read out the stuff that you've been saying to us this week.
I felt pretty sorry for Jeremy Kyle today. Walked past where he was signing his book in Milton Keynes and about 10 people were outside. And most of them looked like they belonged on his show. XX, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
Oh,
what does
brilliant.
She mean, looks like they belong on his
show?
I don't know.
I don't know what
they mean. Yeah, we've talked about this before. Mm. People, when they do celebrity book signings, I just feel a bit nervous for them, because it's like, is anyone going to turn up?
Well, 10 did.
10 people is quite good. We've had people on saying that like other celebrities turn up and no one's there.
Yeah.
And you've got the bookstore owner going... there'll be some people here in a minute. Don't worry about it. So, fair play to Jeremy Kyle for getting 10 people, all of them, future possible candidates for his show. That's good. Next.
Hi, all. I just signed up to GCSE Podcasts to help you revise for GCSEs. No. And an icon popped up saying, Celebrity Podcast. So I clicked on it. And who was it read by?
I know what's coming now.
I can't think.
Only Radio 1 Scott Mills.
There's a surprise.
It was geography, tourism. I had one free download for signing up, but I'm not doing geography. I was in a dilemma until I saw I could listen to a sample, so I clicked it.
Oh, no.
Scott was doing his posh, interested voice, waffling on about beaches. I'm so glad I didn't use up my download. Anyway, I thought you might want to listen to it, so here's the link, smiley. Love, Sarah from Bournemouth, Mum.
Okay, Sarah, Mum, do we have to do this?
Yeah!
Chapter 2. Types of tourism. Tourism develops in mountains, coastal areas and cities.
Oh, God. Seriously, I know a lot about tourism. As you can tell here.
Let's start with the idea of a coastal holiday. I'm sure most of us have been on a beach holiday, or at least know someone who has.
Yeah.
A particular hotspot is the Costa del Sol, for example, encompassing towns and cities such as Malaga, Fuengirola, Marbella and Torremolinos. Here, summers are hot, sunny and dry, and winters are mild. Perfect.
So you didn't you didn't know that, did you, about the Costa del Sol?
No, I didn't, no. Well, only because I was so... Well, I did, because I was so opposite you, wasn't I, when we were doing these?
I don't think you did this one.
Did I not do it?
No, you're not on.
Have you done a GCSE one without me?
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. Because we used to do them together, didn't we?
Well,
I'm really sorry. Do you remember, we normally get texts from drunk people going, I'm sure I kind of saw you at 4 o'clock in the morning on BBC Two. You heard us talking about river deltas and stuff.
Engineering we did together.
Yeah, we did do engineering.
Because
there's nothing we don't know about engineering. Ooh. Isn't that right, chaps?
Certainly.
So, yes, that is me, as you can tell, on the tourism podcast.
You do put on a different voice, though.
Yes, I do. Mm. Sounds like I kind of was reading it really fast, almost like I didn't want to be there, which is not true, because actually I'm very interested in tourism.
It was almost like you were reading it fast because you didn't really understand what you were reading.
Yes. Mm. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becky, Totso, the one that spoke once, and Posh Radio 4 Lady. I'm a massive fan of the show, but unfortunately, due to school and everything, I can't catch the live show. To get around this, I download the podcast instead.
That's a good idea. Mm. Download it for free. You can. Scott Mills Daily, it's called.
Anyway, just wondering if Scott Mills the Musical will be released on a podcast to download. I hope it is, seeing as I can't make it to Edinburgh for the actual show. Love the show. Tom Kingston.
Well, Tom Kingston, I don't know at the moment, but it will certainly be online. We're going to have so much stuff online, be able to see and hear everything from the musical online. Thanks for that. And if you want to play me, then make a video. Please, somebody. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, Becala, and the one who spoke only once. I was browsing on the World Wide Web and came across this website where it gives you a definition of your name. So I thought I'd try it out with your names.
Oh, here we go.
Scott. A male friend who is extremely intelligent, funny, kind and always there for you. They usually plan to do something to better the world, like going into the Marines or Army. Liked by a lot of people and usually very attractive.
Wow.
I'd agree with most of that, really.
What, the attractive bit? And...
Maybe not always there.
No.
Rarely there.
Rarely there.
But apart from that, and I couldn't see you in the Marines, but apart from that...
You say that. I wore an Army-style costume when I was in a... in a tank the other day, driving one, and actually it quite suited me.
Did it really?
Yeah. Even if I do say so myself.
Interesting. I'm fairly sure that one of the categories of being Marine isn't just that the uniform looks good on you.
Oh, what else do you have to do?
Well, I think you have to be quite tough and hard.
What are you saying?
And intelligent.
Yeah?
Mm.
Chappers. Mm. When someone's surname is Chapman. Chappers also related to a small, short girl, but makes up for it by having a nice bum.
Once again, not entirely accurate, is it?
With which bit? Which bit? Mm. Which
Becky.
Bit? Do you not think I have a nice bum? Do you not think I have a nice bum?
Do you know what? I've never really checked.
Now, come on.
I haven't. Let's have a look. God, I can't believe you're shaving your bum.
I kept my trousers up. I did that with my trousers on.
Yeah, it's all right.
Thank you very much. Right. Oh, that bit's right.
All right, good. Next.
Becky. A delightfully beautiful woman who is quite mesmerising. Super loving, but a little on the crazy side. Loves to party and has a high chance of becoming an alcoholic. Love you lots. Emily, off of Ireland.
Say what you want, she's not here.
Well, again, there are bits of that that I would go along
Which
with.
Which bits?
That she's fun-loving. Was that one of them? And has a nice personality. Is that right?
Fun loving wasn't even in there.
Oh, I thought it was.
Oh, God. Seriously.
Can I ask another question, which I don't really understand? Why are people referring to him as the one that speaks once?
Oh, dear. You weren't here, were you?
No.
Oh, God. It all went wrong.
Why was he done?
Well, because you were off last week.
Yeah.
And Becky was off as well.
Yeah.
We let her go and play tennis with Andy Murray.
Right.
I thought it would be a great idea to get the one that doesn't speak on air, only with a voice changer
right.
to protect his identity. Only the voice changer failed.
Oh, no!
So people heard him go, hello, and that was it.
Oh.
So he is now the one that spoke once.
Right.
But I've tried to gloss over that until now.
Right, okay, cool, thank you.
So if we can just forget that ever happened, that'd be amazing.
Okay.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. OMG.
What?
Just listen to Friday's podcast. When is the posh Radio 4 lady releasing a single? That was brilliant. She's brilliant. I've just listened to it about 5 times.
Probably did this one herself again, I think.
Please have her and her ukulele on the show more. Love you, Catherine.
Well, thanks, posh Radio 4 lady, for writing in to yourself there.
Mm.
Anything else you want to know? Let us know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email address, and you could be on Dear Scott next week. Hope that answers all your questions.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
You all right, Chappers?
I'm fine, thank you.
Don't be...
What have you done?
Don't be alarmed by the man there. It's fine. I'm not going to make you speak, don't worry.
What have you done? Broken something?
It wasn't me. It really wasn't. I know.
Oh, dear.
I know. It's not good.
No. That wasn't you.
It was not me. I'd like to say publicly it was not me that broke the phone. Okay, it's time now to do this last word of the week.
Oh, what's the kitty?
Our daily guessing game quiz. Let me know how you do, please, on 81199.
Oh, what's the kitty?
Play along. Last one on your own this week. When's Becky back? Tuesday, but I'm not on.
All right, right, okay.
Greg James on Monday and Tuesday. Here's your first situation today.
Oh, what's the kitty?
You know Wimbledon?
Yeah, I know Wimbledon.
It's on at the moment.
It certainly is, yeah.
And you know that John Inverdale off the TV?
Yeah.
He's a one, isn't he?
What do you mean he's a one?
He's a one.
Very nice man.
On today at Wimbledon last night,
yes.
My question to you, how many times did they say... the word
balls.
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 Balls. Balls. Balls.
Anybody or just John?
Anyone.
Anyone. It goes on for an hour.
That's obviously not John, is it?
Balls.
No, I don't think so, no. Very high voice if it is.
How many times do they say balls in Today at Wimbledon?
I would go for 24.
Balls.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's the balls on Today at Wimbledon last night.
Balls, balls, balls,
balls,
balls,
balls,
balls,
balls,
balls, balls,
balls,
balls, balls,
balls,
balls,
balls,
balls,
balls,
balls,
balls, balls.
Now, it does sound like there's quite a lot there. That's because we put more in. We repeated
but
some.
Well done on getting it to the right music
thanks
this
so
time and not putting
not
it to Ski Sunday as you did earlier this week.
There are actually only 10 balls in today.
Is that all?
You'd think there'd be more, wouldn't you?
Oh! What's the kidding?
Right, something a bit different now for the last... Oh, what's occurring of the week? You know toys...
Yeah.
You know when your parents say, oh, toys were so much better in our day?
Yes.
They are talking nonsense. Old toys were rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got some adverts for some old toys here, right? I'm going to play them to you. Your job is to guess what the toy is called.
Oh, what the toy's called?
The name of the toy I'm looking for.
Oh, my God.
You can get a point for each one you get right. Okay, so...
God, this is quite hard.
Yeah, here come the ads. I'll play these old ads to you for these old toys.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me what they are. Let's
okay.
do it.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's your first toy. What's it called?
You simply tried to gnip your balls through the hoops into the other side. And the other guy tries to gnop his balls into your side.
It's amazing. Another clue?
Yeah, go on.
But while you're gnipping, he's gnopping. You're trying to gnip him while he's trying to gnop you.
Moo.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Right.
So you just put your balls into his side?
Yeah. You want me to guess the name of the toy?
Yes, please.
Gnep gnop.
Pardon?
Gnep gnop.
Gnep gnop.
Well, that's what he's saying.
From Parker Brothers. Gnip gnop.
Yay! Well done.
Excellent.
That is excellent.
Thank you very much.
That's what it's called.
From Parker Brothers. Gnip gnop.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Next one, you ready?
Yeah.
What's this toy called?
Press this paw and he barks and wags just a little. Rub his head or belly and he barks and wags more. He's happy. And when his puppy legs shake, he's so happy that you'll get so wet you should wear a bathing suit. How wet will you get so wet you need a towel?
We are. So this is a toy dog.
It gets you wet.
What's it called? Yeah, it's a toy dog gets you wet. Another one?
Yeah, go on.
Amazing pets! How wet will you get?
There we are. That's all you're getting.
Wet dog.
You think wet dog?
Wet dog.
Let's find out.
New amazing Love and Licks puppies give real wet kisses.
It's Love and
Love
Licks.
And Lick puppies?
Love and Licks puppies. Their tongues are really wet and they just lick you to death. See, I told you, old toys were rubbish.
Oh! What's the kidding?
You've got gnip gnop, though. That's impressive, I'm telling you.
I don't think I'd have got Love and Lick puppies.
All right, you ready for your final toy?
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Oh!
What's this one called?
Have a drink! Oh, how happy, little thing!
You need more than that, I think.
I do, yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
This is a doll, okay?
Okay.
But what's it called?
He's laughing.
He'll start laughing when you tickle him.
Let me do it.
No, that's the dad, you see. Dad, watch out. His dad's come in now. And they're like, yeah, let me tickle him.
He's laughing.
He'll start laughing when you tickle him.
Let me do it.
No, don't, because you know what happens? Oh, God, watch out. When babies have had too much to drink. Oh, no.
His little Willy moves and he's done a pee-pee.
That's right, his little Willy moves and he's done a pee-pee.
His little Willy moves and he's done a pee-pee.
Any idea?
Is that it? Is that all the clues I'm going to get? Yeah?
Well, I've got another ad for the same thing, but that will kind of reveal what it is. So have a guess now.
Little Willy pee-pee.
Little Willy pee-pee.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the other ad.
Baby, wee, 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 wee
Baby Wee Wee.
Baby Wee Wee. He's actually got a tinkle at wings. So,
why would you buy that?
Told you.
Do I get hard? I was quite close with little Willy Peepee.
You can have 1.5 points.
Nah, thanks very much.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Just shown Chappers the ad for...
That is really, really disturbing.
Baby Wee Wee. I know.
There's a proper little Willy and everything.
Can you imagine the jingle singers? Like, turn up for work one day. Right, okay, we got a great gig for you. It's for a new product. It's called the Baby Wee Wee. What, so I have to sing Baby Wee Wee? Yes, you do, yes. What did you think about today at work? Oh, just a baby wheeze.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
It's now time for the Posh Radio 4 lady again. You love her. And some more of your emails you've been sending in.
Hi, Scott. My boyfriend was working at Lourdes for the 2020 World Cup on Sunday.
Okay. Were you there?
Yes.
He was taking some pictures of the Bollywood starlet Deepika Padukone, only to find, upon closer inspection, Chappers' enthusiastic face reflected in her sunglasses.
Now, we do have this picture. Was she nice?
Do you know what? She was lovely.
Bollywood starlet?
Bearing in mind that I don't have a great knowledge of Bollywood films or stars, so I kind of had been briefed quite heavily about her and the bloke I was interviewing as well. And the ICC were very worried about this. Yeah. But she asked me, she sat down next to me and said, don't ask me any questions, which was a slight problem as she'd been put up for interview. But she was absolutely stunning.
Take a look at these attachments. Picture one, Chappers looks professional. But picture two, what on earth is he doing? Okay. Teresa.
What are you doing in her glasses?
I don't know. I haven't seen the picture yet. The first one, yes, I look as professional as I can look.
Click on the second one where you...
Oh, my God.
Reflection in her glasses. Hello, my darling.
I am kind of leering over her.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Mind you, she's still smiling. Or is that smile more of a grimace?
Grimace, yeah.
But who sent this dear Scott in?
Teresa.
I tell you what, her boyfriend is taking some very close-up pictures of the Bollywood superstar.
I know, funny that.
She's beautiful, though, isn't she?
Yeah. Beautiful. It's just worrying. Like, it's
what
a
am
strange
I doing
pose
there?
You're doing in her glasses.
Isn't it, really?
I like that it that you're a fraction of glasses. next.
Dear Scott, Chuppa Chups, Becky, the one who does not converse, and the Posh Radio 4 lady. Hello there.
Hi.
Over the last week, my dearest mother has been forcing me to find a summer job, as I have recently left school and she does not wish me to spend half my time inside.
Fair play.
I have various application forms for various jobs, and I was wondering, what was your first job? Was it something extravagant or something mundane?
What was your first job?
What was my first job? I delivered Yellow Pages.
Did you?
Yeah.
I never knew that. I knew you worked in the Coronation Street shop once.
Oh, maybe that was before the Yellow Pages.
Oh,
I don't know. It was all around the
same time.
All around the same time. No, yeah. I think the Yellow Pages was first. No, maybe Corrie was first.
Oh, well. Darling.
So
Yellow
many jobs.
Pages,
so many
Coronation Street.
I know. God, it was a showbiz life.
My first job was DJ. I was DJ when I was 16.
Yeah.
So I have nightmares about this. I don't know what I would do.
So that was your first, even your first holiday job and everything?
Yeah. I don't know what I would do. I do have nightmares about that because I'm not good at anything.
So you haven't done it? You have no other life experience at all?
No. No.
Never worked as a barman or waiter or anything?
No. No.
God.
I know.
20 years as a DJ.
Shut up. Next.
Also, would you like a mint? Seriously, I could send you one. Just one. To share. Cheerio, David.
Random. Thanks, David. Sorry I couldn't be of any more help.
Hey, Scott. I love the show, but can I ask a favour, pretty please?
Yeah. Ask away, if you like. Ask that favour.
Florence and the Machine's rendition of Beyoncé is quite possibly the worst song I have ever heard in my life.
Right.
I feel embarrassed for the poor girl, and I'm sure if she listens back to it herself, she will probably think the same.
Well, you know what? the version of Halo by Florence and the Machine, it divided the nation.
It's an acquired taste.
Some people absolutely loved it and thought it was one of the best things I've ever heard. Some people, like this person that emailed, really didn't.
I am astounded that Jo Wiley could even suggest that she should sing it at Glastonbury. My advice would be, please don't. Stick to what you can do best. Love you, Nina X.
Hey, Florence, if you're listening, just stick to what you do best.
A little bit of advice there.
Yeah, from Nina. next.
Just a quickie, Scott.
Okay, good.
Heard the other day, Becky has a phobia of being sick.
Yeah.
I've a remedy for this, and it's fun.
Oh, okay, we'll tell her when she gets back next week.
Do you remember packets of Refreshers sweets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I carry a pack at all times. When feeling sick, I eat a whole pack as quick as I can.
Does that work?
That can't. That must make it worse,
yeah.
The benefits are, even when retching, the fizzy foaminess stops pain and discomfort.
Hey?
Hey?
Well, so it's all fizzing up in your mouth and that stops the pain?
I don't
get that.
The chalkiness of the sweet neutralises the acid, so no burn.
Oh, actually, that would work, yeah.
The sweet flavour overrides the horrible taste.
I'm so going to do this. Just carry Refreshers around me all the time.
The multicoloured foam that comes out doesn't smell or linger.
This is a great tip.
The fizziness makes projectile vomiting an Olympic sport. 15 feet is as good as it gets.
Wow! So you get to go further as well with it. It just gets better. They're the gift that keeps on giving, aren't they?
And finally, due to the gases, blah, 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 it's over with painlessly and in a more fun way.
Yeah, see, it can
well,
be fun.
There you go.
That's amazing.
All sorted.
Try it. Love the show, even if you do talk way too much. Lol. Neil.
Well, thanks very much for that. Anything else you want to say to us? We'll get the Posh Radio 4 lady to read it out next week on Dear Scott. Send me an email, eh?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tim's been on saying, I just switched on. What have I missed? You've missed the chance to be me. Well, no, I announced it about 4:40. I haven't missed the chance at all because no one sent in the video yet. Basically, you need to do a video, an audition, if you'd like to play the part of me in Scott Mills, the musical. This is actually happening now. The musical is it nearly finished, or are we still working? Still working on it. Right, good. 11th, 12th and 13th of August we're doing this at the Pleasance Theatre in Edinburgh. You've got to make a 2-minute audition if you'd like to be me. You've got to be a man and you've got to be 18 or over. All the terms and conditions, I know it's boring, but read them because they're important. It tells you all the times you need to be available and stuff because you need to do rehearsals and all that business. So go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's on the front page at the moment. That's me in a like yellow t-shirt and weird headband. bbc.co.uk/radio1. You could be me. Hooray.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Music, please. Scott Mills, the musical. Taz has been on saying, Scott, is this a real play? I always thought you were joking. Is it real? Are you actually doing a musical? Yeah, Taz, it's not a joke. I can understand why you might think that, but it ain't.
Deadly serious.
It's happening. Now, let me know if we need anything else, right? We've got songs for the musical. Mm. We've got the plot. We know what the plot is now.
Right.
That's finalised. What else do we need?
Scenery.
Got scenery. Oh, rubbish.
No. Costumes.
Got costumes. No.
Props.
Any props? No, good.
Cast. Okay.
No, good. Well, we've got a while.
Yeah.
And at least we've got some songs and a plot. And we have launched a search to try and find me. That's right. You could be me in Scott Mills the musical. Oh, see, all the girls are on again now. Jenna's been on in Nottingham. Question, Scott. Why have you got to be a man? Never heard of Panto. Please, I do a real good Millsy. No, it's not. See, it's not Panto. It's musical theatre, darling.
How are the? We have been offered some complimentary pyrotechnics, so that's good, isn't it?
Who by?
By a pyrotechnics person.
Oh, that's good.
Alex Jarrett.
Okay.
I'm assuming he's a pyrotechnic expert and not somebody who's just going to bring a box of fireworks with him to the theatre.
Well, whatever it takes, really. What, so now we can have pyros? Amazing.
How are the...
I go up in flames at the end.
How are the entries coming in?
Let's have a look, because I haven't checked my inbox for a while. Let me just have a look. Let's see if anyone sent in their video for the part of me. Open. Hang on.
None yet. Well, as I say, it's quite a lot of effort.
It is an effort. It's got to be a 2-minute audition video. Start it off by saying why you would like to be me in the musical. You've got to have quite a lot of free time as well, or be able to get it off work and stuff if you work. Or maybe you're a student and you'd have loads of time off anyway.
Maybe now that we've said that there'll be pyrotechnics, which will make it more like Die Hard the musical, that will tempt more people to get in touch.
Die Hard the musical. Yeah. Go online, BBC.
Die Hard the musical doesn't quite work with this music, admittedly, but you know.
BBC.co.uk/radio1. Go online on the homepage at the moment. You'll see the form that you need to fill in. Put your video on there. All the terms and conditions are on there as well, of when you'll be needed and when the actual musical is and stuff like that. So please, I know you don't normally, but read the terms and conditions before you apply to be Scott Mills.
Is there a contingency plan for if nobody actually enters?
No.
You would have to do it yourself, then, wouldn't you?
I don't know what we're going to do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sorry, I'm on this website at the moment. Chappers, you need to come in here and see this. This is an amazing website where you can, like, transform your face. So good. You just put in, like, a picture of you, and then you put, like, whether it's whether you're a male or female. I'm male.
A website where you can, what, transform your face?
Yeah, it's so good. So
you normally go to LA for that?
Dubai.
Oh, sorry.
And then you just, can we do this? Then just put yourself in. You can be a young adult or an old adult.
Right.
What are you putting in now?
We put in young adult.
For me?
Yeah.
How rude.
And then what happens?
You just have to wait.
Okay.
Zane Lowe's on at 7 o'clock tonight. He's from Glastonbury. He's got Mike Skinner on. Jamie T. And Mr. Hudson from 7. It's the start of Glastonbury on Radio 1 with Zane Lowe, who'll be coming from the introducing stage. Have I loaded up yet? What?
Do you want to see it?
My face transformed?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is me as a what?
Yeah. We've done you as an older adult.
Right.
You look a bit saggy.
Thanks.
Do you not think?
Well, let's put one in. What am I?
There you go.
That's me. What am I now?
You're an East Asian.
That's quite good, actually. I'm quite a good East Asian. You put me in as a...
The what? You with... Oh, my
What's
word.
That?
I don't know what that is. But you as an older adult with receding hair and stuff.
Oh, my God, that's really scary. That's horrible.
Now we've done one transformed your face to a child, but all that appears to have done is just made your ears bigger.
Yeah, that was me.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say, if you want to do this face transformer thing so you can see what you like as like a child, Becky as a child is particularly devil-like, you'll find it on random stuff on our pages online.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.